Pokemon Go is coming to Russia. The popular video game has drawn the ire of conservative groups, health officials, and even the Secret Service. But for many Russians, Pokemon Go is simply an entertaining new game to play on their smartphones.
I like this game. The idea is good, to get outside and navigate a real map in order to find and catch Pokemon. It's a cool concept and I like being part of the game.
Pokemon Go uses augmented reality technology, which superimposes computer-generated content on a user's view of the real world. The game's immersive quality has led to car accidents and other serious injuries. In preparation for the game's official release in Russia, Sberbank, Russia's largest bank, has announced plans to offer Pokemon Go insurance.
Pokemon Go changes the reality of its users and could potentially lead to physical as well as psychological harm. There are already many reported cases from around the world of players being injured and even killed.
Russian officials have also expressed concern that the game could be used for criminal activities, including illegal surveillance and burglary.
Our security services have warned that the game can be used to track people. For example, we can see that hackers have managed to fool players into traveling to distant places in order to steal their belongings.
The chorus of concern about the game is gathering more calls in Russia. Despite the game's controversies, Russia's internet ombudsman says Pokemon Go is not harmful to society.
Pokemon Go is the first game that combines the virtual world with our own. This game will encourage people to walk more and lead a more active social life.
Although Pokemon Go hasn't yet been officially released in Russia, a popular Russian social network, Vkontakte, already has more than 1,000 groups dedicated to the game. Augmented reality might be here to stay, but Pokemon Go is likely to come and go. Riley Wagaman, Press TV, Moscow.